lagi lip aja nih.
What's that, your silly
secret?
Anyone's lick now.
This dog.
When you said Bob works them on, did he rest in his room before that or after that? In the afternoon, after lunch?
Definitely went straight from the dining room. Sometimes when he's to work, then he'd be in here and then go to the morning room. Different. Sometimes like this, sometimes. That was four, at 4 o'clock. From 4 to 5, 5 to 5:30, Mani would read. Ah, my sweet Kismet. This would be a sweet Kismet.
Would Baba have tea with the ladies, or would Baba have tea?
No,
with
in
the
afternoon, we didn't have tea.
He did have that
before 1965, when he had when he washed his hair and all that, and he.
Snoopy's waffle.
Yes, he's getting his feet all dirty.
he's been
over there also.
Yeah, Baba. No, well, Baba.
I was just picturing the whole thing with you singing again.
That's what we want to feel, that we were there.
But Baba, you may have not come to Baba, but Baba had his eye on you, was looking at you all, you know, where you each one was, and so each one Baba. Each one to him, and now this was the time to come. So that was too early, or maybe Baba didn't want to that time. Baba was not so well to meet so many people, you see. It was too late. It was all right when Baba was in 40s and 50 years. And then after 60, Baba, after second accident, Baba was completely not good health. Means, yes, feeling weak and couldn't walk, couldn't talk. He was not feeling happy, so.
The only way I could have met Bob in this life is if my parents had been Babas, because I was about Xander's size.
You were Xander's size when Baba was?
In Baba's last years. I was.
Yes, in 68. Baba knew each one where you were, so Baba brought you to him. Early or late, but you love Baba, and that's enough for Baba. Baba wants love. Like, Saint Teresa, she never saw Jesus. Mirabai, she never saw Lord Krishna, Janabai, the many such ones. You know, they had not seen the Lord in physical form, means physically they had not seen him, and yet they loved him so much that the name is so great. Mirabai was, God realized later, but that also nobody knows and nobody speaks about that. And so only her love for Lord Krishna, because love is the greatest thing on earth, as they say. Baba said that, I think Baba said, the greatest power on earth is love. So Mira's love stays for Lord Krishna so much so that Baba, even now, he wants to hear her songs on the record. Baba has them played, and Baba said, how beautiful, what love. That's the kind of love should be.
Are they available in records?
No, I don't think they may be. I don't think they're anymore in the shops. I don't think
for sure. Oh. You know, we were talking about Irene Billow earlier today. So my parents have invited Sheila and I to come and visit them sometime at the end of May. And the plane stops there. Can I give her your love if I see her?
Who?
To Irene.
Ah, yes. So I've sent love to her to many, but you can also give her.
If the plane stops there, I don't know.
If it's yes.
So I wanted
I've received a letter now, also. I received a letter now and then. But I can't answer too many letters.
I'm going to see Hetty.
Speak loudly. I should start.
Start mango, about obedience. This is a good story. When Sheila was younger, you know, many of you must know that when Baba, during the summer times, India, where Baba stayed, his headquarters in Ahmednagar is very hot. So during the Indian summer months, which is between April and June, Baba would usually go to Pune, which is somewhat cooler climate. And there was a big palace of Guru Prasad, which I think you'll see in the film tonight, that was given to Baba for his usage exclusively during those months. So usually, mostly every summer, Sheila would, she was a child at the time, would her father was living with Baba at the time, and her mother and brother and she stayed separately. But Baba would call them during the summertime for some days, for sometimes longer days, and she would get to stay there. And she and her brother were like children. Here's a picture, actually, we brought from India. This is Baba and them when they were children. So they were about the only children around there, and it was sort of like growing up in their grandfather's house from the story she tells. But this is a good story about a lesson that Baba taught indirectly about obedience.
Yes.
And it happened at Guru Prasad during one of their stays with Baba. So you can start from there.
Which one was
about the mango?
Mango.
Or what is that, mixture?
Oh, mixture. And actually what happened, Baba called us there in Guru Prasad, and we were there, my brother and I. So I was very skinny. So Baba said, you know, you should have something, you know, then you'll gain, you know. That's why I called you here. So every day he start giving me, what do you call that, figs?
Yeah, figs mixed with milk.
Milk and banana. And as soon as I saw that mixture, I was feeling like to vomit. So I couldn't stand in front of that. And Baba used to call me in Main Mandali Hall. You saw that,
yeah.
That hall Baba used to see?
Yes.
So Baba called me there and he was giving me, and he was saying, this is my prasad, you should have. I was taking that and I asked Baba, can I go out and eat? He said, okay. So I was going there, there was sink. I was eating one spoon and then I was feeling like to vomit. That's why I was pouring there and pouring water. And I was thinking, I was feeling bad because Baba said, this is my prasad. And he used to give with his hand. But then after a few days, I told Baba, Baba, can I have everything separately? Milk, everything I want separate. I said, oh, that's fine with me. And from next day, I start getting that. But which thing I was doing that, every day I was feeling very bad inside. And inside I was feeling like I was throwing Baba's prasad. So anyway, I came, you know, to Nagar afterwards. So Baba called me alone, you know, to Mehraza. I was very happy. That was my first day, you know, going with my brother and mother. So I was thinking, he did not call my brother. So my brother must be jealous with me. I was thinking that in my mind, really. So I go there. So Baba said, you know, I called you for lunch. I was very happy. So I went there. And there was, you know, what you call that, David? A big ball?
Mm-hmm.
And Baba made, you know, mixture and Baba was eating.
So same stuff.
Same stuff, you know. And so much, you know, he made and he was eating. So, and on the table, you know, he made, you know, 100 kind of chutneys and, you know, chili stuff and also other, you know, stuff. And that day, Baba told me to bring eggplants, count, you know, 9, only 9 eggplants I want. And he told my mother to cook. So I took that with me and I gave to Baba. And I was thinking, you know, this I will get, you know, my mother, she's a really good cook. So I was thinking, I would get this, you know, from Baba's hand. So Baba took that and Baba took, you know, 3, you know, eggplants. Then 3 he gave to Mehra and 3 he saved in his, you know, plate. So I was looking that, you know, he will give me. But he did not give that. He said, bring your plate. I brought, he gave me this mixture and said, sit down here and eat. Then I realized that why did he call me alone, you know, because I couldn't stand in front of that and I had to eat there, you know. My mother was not there. That's why, you know, I was thinking, God, he called me alone. Now I cannot tell anybody. I had to eat this. So I said, I asked, you know, Mehru, you know, she is, does people know Mehru?
Mehru is one of the women, Mandali, who stayed with Baba.
So I asked her, will you give me a glass of water? And I was putting in my mouth and, you know, drinking water. And she said, what is this? You know, you're drinking water in, you know, each time? You will not feel full? I said, no, this is my habit. So she said, oh. And then Baba starts saying, you know, this is really good. I love it. And Mehra, look, Sheila also loves. I was saying inside, no, Baba. But outside and say, yeah, Baba. You know, and inside, really, I was crying, you know. I was thinking, God, what should I do now? I will vomit. But Baba said, this is my prasad. Even if it is poison, doesn't matter. You should have. And I was looking at him, and I know, you know, why he was doing that. Because in Guru Prasad, I was throwing. That was his prasad, and I was throwing every day. That day, really, I realized that I should not throw anything, you know. I was putting anyway. I finished that. So Baba said, come on, Sheila, come here. And with your plate, I went there. And again, he gave me. That time, really, I was shocked to see that. I was thinking, God, what should I do now? I cannot run anywhere. I had to eat here. And also, you know, I had to smile because he was saying, oh, this is not bread. I love it. And he was eating, you know, same stuff. He said, I love it. And I think, you know, you like too. I said, yeah. And he was saying to Mera, Mera, look, she loves this so much. That's why I'm giving her. Then I thought, you know, I should not, you know, eat, you know, fast. You know, I should, you know, eat, you know, when Baba will finish that, all that will be good, you know. So anyway, I started eating really very slowly, you know. Afterwards, what happened? I finished that, and then Baba called me again. The third time, then I was just going like, you know, I will die, you know. But anyway, he gave me eggplants, but that I could not enjoy because already I was very full, you know. I was thinking, now I don't want this eggplant, but anyway, he gave, I had. But that day, really, I learned lesson, you know. I should not throw anything, you know, which one given from Baba. That is his prasad, even it is poison. Because he said that. Even it is poison, doesn't matter. This is my prasad. So, anyway. Still.
What happened after that, the next day when you ate it?
Well, I went to, you know, home, and then my mother said, did you enjoy? I said, no, today really. Because she saw me, I was jumping and teasing my brother, and I'm going alone. And when I came, you know, I was just like crying, you know. Mommy, you know, this happened. You were not with me. But I did not tell anybody before that, you know, that I was throwing, you know. Otherwise, my father would give me a slap. That's why I was never telling.
Did all your family follow Baba?
Yeah.
Apart from,
mm-hmm. Apart from her mother and father, you mean?
Well, I thought you have two brothers and sisters.
They I only one brother.
Oh, only one. And you all, you felt drawn to Baba from the start, did you? Mm. It's funny, all families followed, especially in India.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want another story, I'm sure we don't often have, you know. I'm sure they'd love to hear if there's any other showing how Baba works with you.
You can tell about that last time.
What about your father?
My father. Well, you have to invite my father. He will tell many good stories.
Well, his brother gave your father an amazing task, didn't he? To write his biography.
Yeah.
Was that, how long before Baba died did he tell your father to do that?
I think.
I'll talk about that a little bit. Her father is Bal Kulturi, who's one of Baba's close men, Mandali, and joined Baba since 1952. And from the beginning, he was mostly on night watch duty with Baba. It means he would be with Baba during the day and then again at nighttime for the night watch. Baba would always have someone with him during the night, one of his men, Mandali, to attend to him. He rarely slept, you know, just a few hours, and he would even get up every 5 minutes and ask for water or something. You know, his work was such. And so her father, for the last year, those last 15 years, 20 years of Baba's life, her father was mostly with Baba. But apart from that, the work that he mainly did was Baba would assign him writing work. And this took the form of various points. It had been published in Hindi, and now it's being translated, and in the years to come will be published in English also. But it's a large body of work. It's not just Baba's biography, but it's a lot of poetry and guzzles and things like that, and also points about creation, sort of like God speaks. The biography specifically has an interesting story behind it, because it was on the 24th of January, 1969, which was just 7 days before Baba dropped his body, that he had told her father that he wanted him to write a detailed biography. And he told him also that he should write it in poetic form, and that he would himself would give the meters, as he would sometimes do.
Is it being written in English?
No.
What language?
Hindi.
Hindi.
Oh.
And then it'll be translated.
Right. It's been translated.
There are two other biographies of Baba: Much Silence by Sir Tom and Lady Hawkinson, and The Godman by Charles Purdom.
Yeah. This biography,
The Godman, is very interesting.
Yes, it's an excellent book.
You know, that does give you an idea of Baba's work and the extent of it, and what he said about America, the different messages he gave. I think The Godman.
The Godman is a very good book,
and it's well worth having.
Yeah. This particular biography, though, is quite different because it's like 10 volumes. It's quite detailed. It's like 5,000 pages. It'll be a tremendous work. And that's one of the things I'm doing in India, is editing it.
Well, it will be a full biography. Right?
Yes, it'll be absolutely, it's an authorized, like, complete detailed dates and everything like that.
But would anyone, Carrie, you didn't have a thing. Would you like to read something?
No.
Just
last month, you know, I saw Baba in November. After that, of course, I saw him in December, but before that, you know, what happened, I will tell. In November, Baba called my brother and me one after one. Like one Sunday I was going, another Sunday my brother was going. So turn by turn we were going. So what happened? I went last Sunday. So that day, Baba said, that day was, for lunch, he called me there. So I went there and I was wondering, why Baba is calling us, alone, He was not calling my mother or brother, Just, I was going alone or my brother was going alone. So that day, Baba was, Baba told me, to tell some good story, and make me happy. So, and make me laugh, then I can enjoy that story. So I was thinking, what should I tell? So my mother told me, some great story. So I went there and I told Baba, Baba was eating. That time he gave me lunch and we were all eating. And Baba said, "Now I want to hear your story. I got really stomachache." So I told Baba. So Baba started laughing. And afterwards Baba said, "Oh, this is really great medicine. My stomachache is gone. I'm feeling fine." And he was very happy, So after that, he embraced me and he said, "What time is it now?" I said, 3 o'clock, Baba. Baba said, "Well, I think you should go now." And I start going, Baba also came in, There is literally in a porch, veranda, and Baba came outside. And he told Mehra, called her. So Mehra said, "Baba wants you, Sheila." So I came in, Baba embraced me and said, "Remember, today I gave you that lunch, is the last lunch for you." So I was thinking, well, he's not going to call me again. So I was saying, "Yeah, I will remember, Baba." So he embraced me and he said, "I will never embrace you again." So I was thinking, why are you saying like that? That I did not like, Lunch was okay with me, I said, okay, no lunch, doesn't matter. But he will not embrace me. Why? So then again he embraced me and he, kissed me and he said, "Okay, now you go." I start going. Again he called me. So I was thinking, what is this? Again he's calling me,
Again he embraced me, and again same thing he said. So third time also same thing happened. Then I was thinking, you know, why he's saying, you know, so seriously. He was laughing, talking, and why he's so serious, you know, just now. So anyway, I left from Mehrazad, and after, you
about
know. Yeah, but, and also he was saying, you know, she is, you know, Mehra is my lover. In whole world, there is many lovers, but she is the special one. Because her love is great love, you know, that's why I had to bow down to her. Baba was saying, and remember that, you know, I love her more than anybody else. I was saying, yeah, Baba, you know. And then afterwards, you know, Baba said, she's my Radha. You know, Radha and Krishna. Did you hear about Radha and Krishna? Will you tell Devita about that Radha
yes.
and Krishna?
Krishna, you know, is one of the avataric incarnations, and Radha was his primary female counterpart.
So Baba said, she is my Radha. So her love is great love, like Radha. So I bowed on, you know, because of that. So I was, and remember that. I love her more than anybody else. He was telling again and again. I was saying, yeah, Baba. And after that, you know, I left Mehrazad. And in December, I saw Baba on Dara's marriage and Mehra's birthday on that day. But Baba did not embrace anybody. Just we were folding our hands and going, you know. So, and that time, you know, we were sitting and I was looking at Baba and I was thinking at least once he should look at me. But he did not. And after that, he dropped his body. I got big shock, you know, because before that, I was getting, you know, hint, you know, that this is my last lunch. And, you know, this is for a whole life. You have to keep, you know, this. You have to remember this. This is my last prasad. Many things he said, you know. That time I did not, you know, realize. But after that, you know, I got really big shock why he was saying that.
How many years ago was that, Gina? Was that about...
69?
Yeah. Well, the latter part of 68.
No one expected it then, I assume.
No.
Just you really weren't anyone. Well, actually, you told you.
Yeah, everybody, you know, got heen, but that time nobody realized that why he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, each one, you know, something, but everybody they were thinking, you know, just he's saying, you know. And he was smiling, he was looking fine, you know, nobody will think, you know, that he's going to drop his body soon. I did not think, you know, because he was talking, laughing, making jokes.
Did Baba give you any specific orders?
Orders.
Or just say do what you like?
There is many orders.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, before Baba dropped his body, you know, before that I was getting letter from Baba that, you know, Srila Baba wants you to be doctor. And you should go. Yeah. And you should go in Ayurvedic college. You know, that is Indian medicine, you know.
India has several systems of medicine. One is called Ayurvedic, which is based on plants. It's from the Vedas. It's very old, but it's a regular course. They have to study surgery and everything, but it's not practiced in the West. But
so are you sent to be a doctor?
No, she's just finished. She just finished. She finished her college, and now we're going to visit my parents. See, that's what happened. So if she passes her exam, she is a doctor now.
If I fail.
But she can't practice in the West, so no question.
Wow.
But what was you saying? Like, Baba, every day you were getting letters?
Every day?
Letters would come from Mehrazad. You would ask Baba.
What?
Day-to-day affairs.
What do you think?
Well, Delia asked if you had any orders. So,
yeah. You
know, so there was...
So, you know, Baba told me, you know, to be a doctor. So what happened? You know, that course is in Sanskrit. You know, In India, you know, there's one language, you know, that is just like that language. Nobody knows, you know, very well that language. But only certain people, they're expert in that. So I never liked in school days, you know, that language. So anyway, Baba told me, you know, that in that letter I got on 30th of January, that today Baba decided he should be doctor. This is final. And next day I got later, Baba dropped his body. You know. Not later, but we heard, you know, from Adi that Baba dropped his body. I was really shocked, you know, because I was thinking, you know, when I was getting that letter before that, you know, I don't want to be doctor. I will tell Baba after my matriculation. I don't want to be doctor. So I will have some chance, you know. But when he dropped his body, that time really I got big shock that I don't have any chance, you know, to be, you know, change my plan. So anyway, I went in that college and I saw there, and there was that main, you know, subject was in Sanskrit. And that whole course is in Sanskrit, and I was very weak in Sanskrit. So I was thinking, what should I do? I will not able to do this. So anyway, when I finished my high school, that course was stopped. And I was thinking, this is Baba is giving me a hint that he should go whatever he want to do, you know. So I went in other college and I was so happy, you know. But after, you know, 2 years, you know, one day I was reading paper and I read there, you know, Ayurvedic college is going to start. There was big strike because of that, you know, they stopped that college, really. And that strike was over and that advertised, you know, I was reading and I was thinking, what should I do? Baba's order is, you know, I should go in this college. And just I was reading, my father, you know, came with paper, you know, another paper. He said, hey, Sheila, look, this is, you know, advertised I'm reading, you know, you should go in that college. And I was thinking, God, this is, you know, I'm reading same thing. And he comes, you know, with that, what should I do now? I said, if I don't do, then what will happen? My father said, no, you have to do that because he told you. So I said, all right. So I gave, you know, application. And I said to Baba, my mark should be less than everybody else. Then I will not get admission. But the third day, I got letter, you know, you have good marks. You should come with money. I was thinking, no, what should I do? The third day, I went, you know, with money, everything, you know. So that guy said, you know, in Sanskrit, I got really less mark, you know. He said, yeah, less mark and other subject, you have good marks. Why? I said, I don't like that language. So he said, why you want to join? I said, because Mayor Baba told me to join. That's why I have to do this. So he said, oh, I see. Okay, anyway, you are getting admission in this college. I said, all right. So I left other college and I went in that college. The first day was, you know, really, you know, nobody will realize. After 1 hour, I left that college and I ran to Mehrazad because what happened, you know, in that college, you know, that guy started talking in Sanskrit and I was looking at him like I'm stupid here, you know. What should I do? You know, I cannot understand anything. I was looking at the student and they were going like this. I thought they are, you know, really smart, you know. So I left, you know, that college and I went to Mehrazad. And I told my father, I don't want to do this college business, you know. I want to leave that college and it is hard for me. That guy talks in Sanskrit and I cannot understand anything. So my father said, no, you have to go because Baba told you. You go 1 year, after you fail, then I will, you know, decide, you know, what to do. I said, all right, if I don't study, you will not blame me. He said, no, you go every day. I said, okay. But then I told my father, I'm not going to purchase any books, nothing. Just I'm going there. He said, all right. He agreed with everything, so I was very happy, you know. Again, I went there, you know. Every day I was taking only small notebook, you know, with me. I was, you know, giving trouble other, you know, student talking with them. And they were saying, really, shut up, you know, you don't want to study, don't study. But let us study, you know. So I said, but my father told me, you know, to leave, you know, this college after 1 year. I'm going to leave. So they said, fine, you know. Then one day, you know, I read on notice board, exam is coming near. Everybody should appear in that exam. So I was thinking, God, if I get 0 mark in every subject, they will think she is really stupid girl, no brain. So I at least I should get something. So then I went in, you know, shop, and I purchased all my book and I start studying. So I don't know, you know, automatically, you know, it came in my mind, you know, everything was so clear, you know. It was not difficult for me at all. So I appear in that, and in Sanskrit, I was the top in, you know, class, you know. And everybody, you know, they were looking at me, they said, you're the one telling us that, you know, you are leaving this college because you wanted, you know, you should be top in school, college. That's why you were giving us trouble. And I said, believe me, in 15 days I studied, nobody believed me, you know. Because, you know, Baba really wanted me, that's why I was taught. Then after that, I start taking interest in that, and I start studying. And after 1 year, I passed very well. My father said, no, I promised you, Sheila, now you should leave this college. I said, no, I want to be in this college, you know, because I'm top, you know, I don't want to leave. So anyway, you know, I finished just now in that college.
Would anyone like to read? What about you, Barbara?
Okay.
Yes, but how will I? Let's go from the back. That's Dr. Garney.
Yeah.
Dr. Garney. Yeah,
that,
Tucker.
Yeah. Hmm? Right, those I know. Just.
Tom Sharpley.
Okay, just a second. Let me label these number one and number two, and then I'll. Mm-hmm. I'll have to decipher this for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's.
Tom Sharpley, third. Because you know Byram Ardy.
Excuse me, let me.
I don't know who those other people are. Mm-hmm.
See, these women you don't...
No, I don't know those. I can't remember. They were people from nearby. Now, wait a minute. Byram Ardy. Now, that Ardy Senior, this is Ardy Junior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anne Powell.
Just so.
A Welsh woman.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Maduro, my cousin from Panama.
How do you spell
M-A-D-U-R-O.
That?
That's Margaret Starr.
She was a pretty woman, wasn't she?
Mm. Barbara. This woman was Audrey Ince.
Yes.
And I think that's her husband. I'm not quite sure. Audrey Ince. Meredith. Margaret Crost. Kim. As she was called Tolhurst then. Kim. This was a girl from... She settled... Eventually in Israel, what was her name? Ayala, but I don't know her surname. A-Y-A-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
That's me,
mm-hmm.
Minta, and Chanchi.
Do you know, do you remember that man Milo Shatta?
Yes, very well.
But he wasn't...
No, because he'd left when before Baba came.
I see. Yes.
Meredith sent him to America to meet Jean
right.
and Malcolm.
Yes.
And to pave the way for Baba to go. I was there when Milo was there. And these are the same people, really. Garnet, Chuckham, Tom Sharpley. I don't know who those are. Oh, that's my cousin.
This is Kitty?
No.
Earthman.
Mark, that's Kim.
No, Kitty.
No, Kitty wasn't there.
This is 32, you see, not 31.
This is 32. No, I don't think Kitty was there. I don't remember Kitty.
She must be there. She must have been there.
I think
perhaps that is Kitty.
Yeah, I think it is.
Doesn't look like, huh?
So let's see.
Meredith, Margaret, Minta, Delia, Margaret Cross, Kim. And that's that girl.
Which one is Minta, did you say? This one?
This is Minta.
What about the Esther Ross?
No, she wasn't there. I don't know what happened to her.
So did
I never met Esther.
By the time Baba came in 31, that first visit, were Meredith and Margaret married?
Of course.
Because when they went to India, they weren't married. Isn't that right?
Meredith and Margaret?
When they first went to India in the early...
No, they went to India in
28. Yeah, with the sister was there too, Esther Ross.
Meredith and Margaret hadn't met Baba. They went to India to Rustam.
Yes.
Adi's brother. They stayed 6 months there, and they came back, and Baba said they were to found a center. This was the center, East Jalakam.
So at that time, were they married?
Hmm?
At that time, when they went to India, Mara told me they weren't married.
Of course they were married. Meredith and Margaret were not married.
When they first went in 28.
Of course they were married.
Esther Ross was with them, right? Her sister?
Esther went with them.
Yeah.
She was Margaret's sister.
Yeah.
And they had a brother called Kenneth Ross.
Yeah. He married that Josephine.
He eventually married Josephine Ross.
So I just want to get this straight, so I don't know what to put. So you're saying they were married, definitely.
Of course they were married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, they told us they were married, that's all I can say. They founded the center for Mr. and Mrs. Starr.
Yeah, I thought maybe they got married in England when they got back.
They were married.
Yeah. Can I ask you one other question while we're talking about Meredith? Did you happen to know anything about a master that Meredith had in England before Baba?
He wasn't a master. He was dabbled in black magic, and he had known Alistair Crowley, who wrote all those books on magic.
Yeah. Do you remember his name?
Alistair Crowley.
No, the master's name?
Well, this was what he would have called Alistair Crowley.
Oh, he was... The one that wrote those books was Meredith.
Yes. No, Alistair Crowley wrote a lot of books on magic, and Meredith had studied with him, so he was very much on the occult.
But there was some man named Johnson. Do you remember anything about
that? I never met anyone. I do remember the name Johnson, but I don't think that was anything to do with the master. I think that was a place that Rustam, they stopped at the house of a man called Johnson on the way down to East Jalakam, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wasn't at East Jalakam in 1931. Yeah. I'd been there and come back. And I was going back to East Jalakam when I got a message to say, don't come. Baba's cut short his stay and he's coming to London.
Right.
To set Kitty Davis flat, and I had an appointment to see him. And then Margaret rang me up and said, Baba wants to go to the theatre. So I booked, taken a box at the Coliseum for Whitehall Scene.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I met Baba.
Right. Yeah, you had described that in your article in the Glow magazine. You had given all
this. That tells all that in the Glow I write about it.
But
now this is 32 when we all stayed with Baba. Kitty must have been there because we had entertained Baba to a week's holiday at Kitty Davis' home, and then we all came down with Baba in 32. And this was where Meredith insisted on all the people meditating here. We used to have a room and look down on them because Baba told us we shouldn't meditate.
Yeah.
Now, you asked me the question.
Right, I have some other questions. I was going to ask you, you had written to me about the letters that you had kept, letters from, I believe you said that Margaret had written to you from India, but those letters you didn't save? When Margaret was here in those war years, Margaret used to write to you.
Which Margaret?
Krask.
From where?
From India.
During the war, you mean?
To you.
No, she did write,
yeah.
But at first... Up to 1940, it was Chansey, mostly.
Uh-huh.
Then after he died, various people wrote, I think Kitty occasionally, Margaret. We had very few letters from Barbara. The last full letter I had was 1940, and then there was something from Barbara, which Margaret wrote. That was the last.
Well, after that, though, during that period when Margaret was writing to you, did you save those letters?
No. I never, unfortunately, I never keep letters. I tore them, except Barbara's letters.
Right.
And those are at Myrtle Beach.
All your correspondence?
Practically all. I've got copies here.
I see.
All my personal letters from Barbara, signed letters, I sent to Myrtle Beach, and they're in Barbara's room.
Right.
She can use some of them in her book.
What, is her book out yet?
Hmm?
Is her book published yet?
It should be out very shortly. It's finished. She's used everybody's stuff. Mine, Margaret's, Will and Mary Beckett, Quentin Todd, her brother Herbert, her own,
mm-hmm.
probably bits of Elizabeth too. So I believe it's that like that now.
Yeah, it's pretty large. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I mean, see, you quoted a lot of those letters in your article in The Globe.
In The Globe, that's right.
And those were very interesting.
Well, those, I edited it.
Right. So
the more intimate bits I didn't put in. All bits when Barbara talked about his circle. Is that Michael? Ah, can I just... This is a young man from America. And...
You don't have a middle name, do you?
What?
You have a middle name, your full name? There's no middle names.
Middle name? No, my name is Delia DeLeon.
Right. And Jack?
I was actually Chris and Cordelia, but my name is Delia DeLeon, and my Persian name is Layla.
Right.
And Minter's is Shalimon.
Uh-huh. I have it. And your brother Jack?
Yes.
There's no middle name?
Right? No, Jack DeLeon.
Is he older to you or younger?
He was younger, but he died in 1956,
right.
Just 6 weeks after he had his last interview with Barbara at the Roomitz Hotel. And Barbara was very fond of Jack.
In 1956,
you said? Hmm?
In 1956?
Yes.
So
Barbara was here in 1956
right.
at the Roomitz Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack had twice he met him.
So was he like 2 years younger than you, or...?
Hmm?
Was he much younger to you?
Not much younger. We're all in steps. It's about a year and a half between, yeah. And we ran the little Kew Theatre at the foot of Kew Bridge,
right.
And Barbara visited that twice.
Yes.
It was just a Kew, the letter Kew, Kew Bridge.
Yeah, it was the letter Q, but it's actually K-E-W, isn't it?
No, it was called the Kew Theatre, the letter Kew Theatre. And it was at the other side of Kew Bridge. I'll have to get Martin to collect what...
Do you know when Mabel died? She died in...
Yes, I got a letter dated, written by Barbara after she died.
Yes, that...
Wait a minute, let me think. It was after Cannes. About 3 months after Cannes, so 37, 38.
I think it was in February. See, that letter that Kitty also used, she was staying in Miramonsi at that time, and it was about February 38, but I didn't know sort of when she died, if you knew more exactly.
We were at Cannes?
Until October, November.
Yes, and then she was sent back. And she had an operation, so she died the next year.
Yeah,
that was after we came back from Nasik in 38 she died, February 38.
And do you know what she died from?
Cancer.
And do you know her age?
Yeah.
But she was older than
she was quite, she was about Margaret's age. She wouldn't now, she was older than me.
No,
yes.
She's about Margaret's age.
So she would be about 88 now, something like that.
Now, Bala had met your mother also. He had gone to that...
Who? My mother?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. She met him the first time he came and twice after.
Right.
When she was at the hotel in Richmond, he went and had tea there. the Star and Garter Hotel.
What's it called?
It was called the Star and Garter Hotel in Richmond, but it's now called the Petersham. They bought it.
Mm-hmm. And what was your mother's name?
My mother, May.
Okay. And, you know, Baba had stayed. You said it was in your sister-in-law's apartment that second time where Baba...
Which apartment?
When Baba, he once stayed at your sister-in-law's...
That's right, in Compiègne Gardens. Yes.
So was that
but
Jack?
Kim Baba? And I lived in the same road.
I see.
We were 55, and I think she was 65.
So was that Jack's wife?
No. Kim, the one you want to interview.
No, your sister-in-law.
No, another one. Herbert's wife.
Do you remember...
That was when Norina stayed there and Elizabeth. We all stayed in with Baba there, and then we went to Switzerland from there.
Do you remember anyone named Maggie Barton?
Maggie Barton, yes. She was one of those in that picture, I think. From East Charlecombe.
She was a local from East Charlecombe.
And she met Barbara at East Charlecombe. Yes, I remember the name quite well.
What about Rita and Max Hastings?
Hafflick, who?
Rita and Max Hastings. This was from those early days, 30.
Hastings.